Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We head out to the Schneider Orange Hotline to talk with Ty Dunn from GoLongTD.com and at Ty Dunn on Twitter. Ty, thanks for joining us today. Happy Thanksgiving to you, and also happy one-year anniversary of Go Long TD.
Thanks so much, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
It's great to be back here with you guys. And, yeah, it's crazy how fast time flies. It was exactly 1 year ago that we took this plunge. Didn't really know what to expect, right? You know, going off on your own and just want to write some features, some profiles, some columns, bring it on Bob McGinn later on and just see if people want to read and listen and watch. And I can't thank your listeners enough. I got to say, the foundation really for Go Long, it's out there in Wisconsin and it's here in Buffalo, New York. So mm-hmm. Appreciate everyone.
Yeah, congrats to building up that little empire that you have as well in the process. And I saw a recent story by Bob McGinn there about Aaron Donald being the man amongst boys, as he would like to say. How big of a problem is he going to be for the Packers on Sunday?
You know, there's nobody like him in the game. And, yeah, definitely appreciate that plug and encourage people to head to the site to read Bob's story, because he talked to basically every coach who's ever had him, from Greg Williams, Jeff Fisher, Wade Phillips, just to figure out what makes him special. And I think Wade Phillips kind of put it best. This is Reggie White of this generation. He just has that kind of impact. And it's crazy to think that anybody would – doubt him out of Pitt, but there were a lot of doubters. He talked to the scouts. There were scouts around the league, one of which is putting his name to it right now and admitted he was wrong, who thought he was just too small that he'd get pushed around. And he's just so, you know, strong, obviously, pound for pound. There's nobody stronger when he's undersized on the D-line like he is, but he's smart. I think that he uses his brain in the trenches in a way that, you know, people who are obsessed with the film I'd appreciate, and former players like Leroy definitely appreciate, but he beats you before the ball's even snapped with his brain. So it's going to be a tough challenge. I imagine you try to run away from him, you double team him, you triple team him, you just neutralize him mm-hmm. best you can, and he'll be a lot healthier this game than he was in that playoff game a year ago when he was a shell of himself.
So Ty, finish or fill in the blank. Aaron Donald, the greatest defensive lineman since?
I would say Reggie White, and I don't think that's hyperbolic, because he does have that impact, right? I mean, he changes games. Look at the Lions game, and I know it's the Lions, but every team, it seems, has these clunkers this season. The Rams are playing like garbage all game. Everything's going wrong. Jared Goff is going down the field to beat his former team, and Aaron Donald just wrecks the game. He just gets the Goff. Forces the tip ball, boom, interception. He does that week in and week out. It's remarkable. At that position, to just have that ability to say, all right, enough of this BS, I'm going to win the game. I don't think we've seen that since Reggie White.
Yeah, and he was a little banged up last year. Maybe he had some ribs problem, but Jenkins was the guy that pretty much helped neutralize him. But before I get into the game again, I want to go back to Bob McGinn teaming up with him, because he's covered the Packers my whole career. This is why I like Bob. Okay, I would read his print. You remember, long you weren't born then, Tyler, but back then we had print media. Okay, we didn't have this social media stuff. But listen to, and I have my Go Long subscription, by the way. I advocate everybody to get this. But hearing him talk on these podcasts, because he watches tape. That is so refreshing to hear from a guy that puts the work in, who I think is one of the smartest guys to cover the game. that's what separates Go Long a little bit from some of the other podcasts, because people giving their opinion. But Bob gives you the factual point with watching the tape and have a platform like yours to say, okay, what happened on this play? What okay, because some people, certain plays, Tyler, people want to know whose fault it is, who's to blame. We do it every Monday in America, right? Mm-hmm. Who's to blame? But Bob don't just say who's to blame. He breaks down why the guy gave up leverage, what was the coverage. So kudos for you for bringing him on board.
Man, I appreciate that, Leroy. I mean, you're absolutely right. There's only one Bob. And obviously, I'm biased. He was like a second dad for me out there when I lived in Wisconsin. He's just an unbelievable human being and person. But when it comes to watching football, it blows my mind every time. And it blew my mind whenever I go over to his house and we recorded a podcast when we were at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And it blows my mind every week. You know, we record each Tuesday. You know, it's just for the paid subscribers to Go Long. And we typically go 2 full hours. And there's some banter mixed in there. You know, we might be talking a little Edmund Fitzgerald, maybe a little Jim Croce on the side. But for the most part, he's going position to position, player to player, explaining exactly what happened on the plays that everybody saw on Sunday. And, you know, he's watched this game on a level that is right there with scouts that have been around for 30, 40, 50 years. And he's called things. It's crazy. I mean, all this stuff with the kicking problems and, you know, how the ball's being put down and the lace, exactly where the laces are and how many rotations the ball's going through from the long snapper. He's timing that all out, and he kind of called their move there that they made. So I think if people want to kind of learn the game within the game with each player on the Packers team, it's definitely a lot of fun and definitely worth your investment. So I appreciate everyone for signing up, because, yeah, Bob is one of a kind. And, you know, what's cool is I think everybody read his rating, the Packers, for years and years.
Yeah, the footballs. Kind of, yeah.
But now it's on the podcast, you know, yes. You get a little bit more opinion and some commentary and a little more explanation. So it's been a lot of fun, I think.
I got to give you a little bit of credit for this. You said this in the summer. Actually, it was in the spring. You're a huge MVS guy. Now, when he caught that long pass, I remember you saying he's going to have – now, of course, we know he sat out 6 weeks because of the hamstring. All fast people have hamstrings. A slow guy like me, I didn't know I had hamstrings, okay? Because I'm a slow guy. But I remember you saying this guy's a game breaker. People don't even know he led the league in yards per average per catch. Not Tyreek Hill, some of these other guys. So do you think that's a weapon – moving forward, if he's healthy for Aaron Rodgers? I mean, because they gave him 10 targets. I know he only caught 4, but they were trying to get him, you know, to really those big plays down the field.
Right, and the quarterback missed him on one of the deep ones, too. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
They could have been even better. I think they were so smart with him to be cautious with his health, because you just don't see receivers that big, that fast, you know, that can win off the line. And, you know, even if all he was is a deep threat, and I think he's more than that, but even if that was all he brought, I mean, that's huge. I mean, he broke that game open against Minnesota, just like he's broken open so many games before. I think you take, you know, the occasional drop because of his talent. And, if he's healthy at that size, at that speed, I would take Marquez Valdes-Scantling over Odell Beckham Jr. 10 out of 10 times. I don't even think it's a debate. I mean, I just got back from Cleveland. I took a trip down there for some Go Long stuff, and, you know, I was talking to a source down there, and they bite their tongue. They don't want to say this guy's a diva by any means. I don't think he was just an outright locker room cancer, but something was just a little off. And it's just, you always are kind of dealing with a little something every day, and his skills are diminished, and he still thinks that he is this legit bona fide NFL star. And kind of carries that about him when he's just kind of okay at this point. I don't know. I don't want to throw that into the locker room if I'm Green Bay. I'm perfectly fine giving MVS this role. I mean, you bring in Odell, all of a sudden MVS's role, you're minimizing him and minimizing that impact.
Well, that's a great point. Great point.
I think he got to this point where he's seeing the same thing as Aaron Rodgers out there. And we talk about it, guys, where it's two playbooks. There's LaFleur's playbook, and there's the one that Rodgers has where he's changing things on a dime. Valdes-Scantling kind of broke that down. I think you're kind of throwing away a lot if you were to bring in Odell.
Talking with Ty Dunn from GoLongTD.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Ty Dunn. It's Dan Plucker, Leroy Butler hanging out with you here on the Wendy's Big Show with him. And Ty, I wanted to ask, because I know before the season, you know, the whole Aaron Rodgers debacle, is he staying, is he going? You had plenty of sources throughout the locker room having all of these different ideas of what could or could not happen. Now that we're actually in the season, the Packers are doing pretty well. They're 8-3. Have you heard from anybody within the locker room that anything has changed, that maybe Rodgers had a change in heart, or is it still kind of all steams go with Aaron Rodgers potentially being gone after this season?
I don't know if Aaron Rodgers really knows the answer to that, because he said it himself at his press conference, and it's been tough to take some things at his word of late, but I'll take him at his word with this, where he was seriously thinking about retirement. I think that was very, very real. Everything I was told, I'm not alone. I mean, reporters out there locally, reporters nationally, they're hearing the same thing, presumably from different people all around the quarterback up to that point, about what, 48 mm-hmm. hours before he reported. He's thinking about retirement. He did not want to be there. And obviously he laid out all the reasons why. And I think we're seeing a pretty damn good team around Aaron Rodgers at this point. So who knows? Maybe he's come to that realization that the grass is not greener on the other side. Like, I get it. It looks pretty. It's that beautiful Christmas ornament, Odell Beckham Jr. Great. You've got the best possible situation here. You've got a defense that went 3 weeks in a row shutting down, what, Mahomes, Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson. I get it. They didn't play well last week, but there's a lot to love there on defense, and they've got a running game. It's not like he has to chuck it downfield. I mean, he's able to kind of work short to intermediate. If Aaron Jones is healthy, look out with him and Dylan. I don't know. I think that if it's about football, if it's about Wayne, if it's about that kind of stuff, I don't know why he'd want to leave, but, hey, he wanted to leave before. They've kind of had this handshake, whatever agreement behind the scenes that we don't really know about, that they've got they'll trade him if he still wants to be traded, I guess. I guess we'll see in March, but I have a hard time thinking that everything will be kumbaya then. It probably depends what happens in January, right?
Mm-hmm.
They win a Super Bowl and everybody's celebrating. I don't know. I would have a hard time thinking he'd want to leave that. If he falls short and can blame somebody else for that NFC Championship loss, and you know it's kind of what it was last year, then yeah, I would still think he's gone.
Ty, one more question with those sources before we get to a fun one here, before we let you go. But I do have to ask, too, with the whole COVID situation that Aaron Rodgers had, did you get any feel from anybody in the locker room of how the team was kind of responding to that and thinking about their quarterback at that point?
You know, it's really weird. I think privately they knew, right? They saw him around the building with the mask, and it wasn't a shock to people there when, you know, publicly he's leading all of us to believe he is vaccinated with what he said and his mm-hmm. press conferences and the way he kind of created separation between himself and those who choose not to get vaxxed. So I think that they just love him because he's really good at football. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you love playing with Aaron Rodgers because he's going to make you a lot of money. You're going to win a lot of games. He makes everything better. I didn't get the sense that players were ticked off, at least the ones I've talked to, but I think the fact that, you know, I think vax or unvax, I don't think many people care. Do what you want to do. But I do think the fact that he lied about it and kind of doubled down through it and only kind of opened up like he did after we found out the truth, I think that maybe that did turn off some guys, but they're just not going to come out and tell you that either.
Right. Yeah, that totally makes sense. Ty, last question for you, and asking the real pressing questions now. Turkey's a must for Thanksgiving, right? We did a poll, and almost 600 votes. Less than 55% of people think turkey is a must for Thanksgiving. What do you do for Thanksgiving?
What? Are you serious?
Yeah. It just went final. 54.7% of people said that it is a must. So 45, whatever that is, 0.3 said that it's not a must for Thanksgiving.
I feel bad for those 45%. It just must, you know, hate America, hate Christmas, hate Thanksgiving. I don't get it. I don't get that 45%. You got to give in to these traditions. Turkey, mashed potatoes, stuff, all that. Football, even if it's terrible, Lions football, you got to live it up. I give in to every possible tradition and cliche this time of year. So, yeah, I'm sorry to those out there. They must not be happy. happy people.
He is Ty Dunn. Catch all of his work and Bob McGinn's as well on the one-year anniversary of GoLongTD.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Ty Dunn as well. Ty, really appreciate a couple minutes here.
Thank you so much, fellas. Always here catching up.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you. Have a great rest of your day. He joined us, Ty Dunn, on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.